Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yo, this ain't parents at the lunch. No, this is parenting with the punch. Oh, this ain't parents at the lunch. No, this is parenting with the punch. Class is in session. Please be seated. Behaviors that get attention get repeated. Avoid the power struggle because it will get you heated. Listen to Amanda because she knows how to teach it. Yo, this ain't parents out to lunch. No, this is parenting with the punch. Oh, this ain't parents out to lunch. No, this is parenting with the punch. Yeah, yeah, oh.
Hello, and welcome to the Parenting with a Punch show. I am your host, Amanda Houle. I have a lovely guest here today, Rena Weiner. She is a former, she is a patient advocacy coach, multi-book author, and a cancer patient in remission. Let's welcome Rena. How are you, Rena?
I'm good. I am fine. Thank you. How are you today, Amanda?
I'm good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So talk to us about, so you, a multi-book author, your book that just recently came out.
That is called Trust Your Doctor, but not that much. Be Your Own Best Healthcare Advocate. And that is really about asking a lot of questions, speaking up, asking for a second opinion when it's necessary, but being comfortable in the presence of your healthcare professional so that you get the best care that's available to you. And that's for big problems, little problems, just to make sure you are well prepared and can get into an active discussion. So you know what's going on.
Right. Yeah. And I'm sure what led you to writing this book is being a cancer patient in remission, correct?
It has. In addition, it has been my professional career, which was as a pharmaceutical representative in oncology, then as the National Oncology Trainer, then as a nursing instructor, and then I became, you know, you keep going, well, that's life. You keep on keeping on. And then I became a patient, and that's been going on for quite a few years. Been a lot of clinical trials and had a transplant, and here I am. Imagine that. So
God bless you. Yes.
I have trusted myself so that, like I said, I've been advocated and felt comfortable in the presence of the healthcare professional who was going to provide care for me.
Right.
Well, I'm all about trust, Amanda, all about trust.
Yeah. So being able to sort of in that experience, being able to kind of put yourself in control, I would think, and sort of just, control, that's what you would say. But yeah, giving yourself, you know, the responsibility to kind of maybe ask the right questions and, you know, be your own advocate in your relationship with your doctor. Is that kind of like a little bit about what you talk about in the book? And just
sure. Sure. You know that, yes, there's an element of trust that you need to have with your healthcare professional. Mm-hmm. But part of it is realizing how important the conversation is to do your research, to be prepared, not to be intimidated in their presence. And, you know, trust is essential to healing. It truly is. And trust goes across the board, not just on, you know, right now I'm talking about medicine.
Right.
To this, I talked about in my very first book called Strong from the Start, Raising Confident and Resilient Kids, and learning to trust yourself as a parent and learning to trust your kids. So, you know, it's a trajectory. How about that?
Yes. Yeah, no, absolutely. And you have quite the experience, of course. So you've really been able to sort of, you know, weave in and out, you know, this life journey and kind of put into practice what you preach, right?
I have. I mean, kids are all grown up, and so now there's a totally different relationship.
Of course, yes.
but trusting them has helped them, I believe, become independent, responsible adults. And I'm sure you can talk about that.
Yes. I mean, it's definitely, I mean, as you know, being a parenting strategist and working very closely with parents and the children alike, you know, depending, of course, what the needs are with the family, is sort of like teaching parents to be able to take a step back and like relinquish control and trusting that their children are, you know, making decisions based on like what's right for them. And then, you know, and of course that varies with age. But it's really being able to take a step back as the parent, I think, and allow the children, you know, especially in the younger years, to sort of like move through how they show up in the world. And like, as the parent, you're supposed to help them navigate and model those mm-hmm. appropriate sort of, you know, behaviors, you know, through communication, right? So communication is all forms, really. I mean, mm-hmm. through visual, through verbal, nonverbal communication, and just, you know, your energy, which I think is huge. Mm-hmm. You know, children really feed off of our energy. And again, I think that really comes back to like, you know, your health, where like in taking care of yourself and being able to like be present sort of like through your process in parenting, which, because you're not just a parent, you're a person, you know, I mean, you're a wife, you're not. So I think it's just in parenting, I think it just can get so stressful, of course, and sort of like misconstrued, like, the role, I feel, you know, and that's where I kind of see like a lot of the control.
You do have to keep yourself healthy. There's no question about that, because how can you do your best for your kids if you're not doing the best for yourself? You just really, you know, if you're really worn out, if you're really stressed out at work, whatever else is going in your life, financial problems, you know, all of that.
Right.
Then that does not support your, what can I say, your parenting. It doesn't support your parenting. And I know that, you know, there are some parents who have kids who have some medical needs, others who do not, and some parents who have medical needs themselves. Mm-hmm. And then are you addressing those, or are you just so busy rushing around that you haven't taken the time? I mean, yesterday I had to pick up a prescription at the pharmacy. And, you know, they staple the bag as if it's like a big secret thing, you know. But I always look. I look to see. And a friend of mine who has three kids had mm-hmm. said, when I come to pick up a prescription from the kids, I always check to see it's the right drug that was ordered. But when I go for myself, I just run right out the door. And so how can that support your health, which is necessary to supporting your kids? So I do think there's a really big tie-in, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, right? Because consciously, you're not even like you're not even thinking, you're thinking about the kids. Like you're not necessarily putting yourself first or thinking about yourself. And that's something else I see in the world of parenting is parents being able to recognize that they really have to put themselves in their relationship first. Like there's team A before team B. And that I think I've seen has been a struggle for a lot of families. It just makes me sad because I just feel like we have so much divorce and sort of like this tug of war. And I think it just a lot of it, I think as a society, you know, I just have to pray that we're becoming a bit more conscious and taking care of our health and taking care of ourselves, you know, so we are better able to show up as individuals, and then which transcends into your parenting and all of your relationships.
Oh, definitely. You know, I mean, if you're super stressed out, you haven't been sleeping, you're worried about this and that, you're not eating properly, you're not going to whatever exercise, either class or walking or whatever keeps your body tuned.
Yeah.
Then your ability to parent effectively, you know, and sometimes when you have to say, no, I can't let you do this and that, when there's some discipline, for lack of a really better term, involved, if you're like too tired, you're like, all right, just do it. I got to lie down on the couch. And oh, you know, once in a while, yeah, everybody kind of falls back into that. But on the whole, in general, the more you are mentally and physically in good shape, the more you can then communicate to the kids. And like I said, learning to trust. I was really big on that when they were, especially when they were really little, like making choices, you know, even like picking out little clothes that they were going to wear as long as soon as they could dress themselves. I didn't feel like I was in charge, and we had a whole, a morning regimen too, where they made their choices. They know I'm going to buy lunch, bring lunch. Am I taking a shower now? Just everything so that nothing that I felt was too much of a heavy responsibility for them, but enough of a responsibility. So my take is that that really builds confidence.
I agree.
You know, sometimes your favorite shirt is in the washing machine. Oh, what am I going to do now? You know, no, a little.
Right. Yeah.
All, as you know, because this is your field and you're an expert. Yep. little steps until, you know, something bigger comes up and they have had, you know, a little bit of adversity, just a little. Oh, I can't wear that shirt. I got to pick something else out. And then it grows with time so that when the issues grow, they're able to handle them. And like I said, I think it's hard not to intervene because you want to make everything good and better and easy. But, you know, life is not easy. And so how then do you give your children the tools that they need to, you know, move on? Like I said, my kids are adults. They're like all grown up and gone and doing their thing.
Yeah.
But there's, I hope that over time that they have learned the lessons of resilience, because I see with them, you know, that they ain't coming home. They ain't asking for money. So they're not in jail. So a couple things worked out pretty well.
Right.
Anyway.
So. Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, I think, you know, giving children those skills from a very young age, I think really helps set them up for adulthood, because adulting is not easy. And you know, I think as you get older, you only experience more sort of, I don't want to say setbacks, but life happens. You just don't, you don't know, you know, you deal with death, you deal with sickness, you deal with, you know, loss of jobs. It's just, there's just so many things that happen throughout your lifespan, and there's no other way than to be able to be prepared for it other than just like trying to help your children learn through resilience and taking responsibility, for like their role and teaching them how to handle conflict.
how to handle, yeah, exactly, how to handle conflict when they're adults, you know, and they have a boss who's not their best friend, shall we say.
Right.
And how do I deal with that? Do I run away? Do I figure out, is there a new path that I can take that will make right. this? I had that with a job myself years yep. ago. Mm-hmm. And because I had a sales job, they always used to change your territory. As soon as things are going great, okay, let's change your territory. And I had a boss who I didn't get along with that well, truthfully. Right. And then sure enough, it came around and moved to another territory. She was my boss again. So we had to figure out how to do better.
Right.
And that's what I think I do think, and I hear with people too about like doctors, if the patient doesn't feel like they're being heard or they don't get along, they just put the coat on, that's it, they're walking out, they're firing the doctor. My sense is, how can we then make this relationship better? How do we improve it? And I think this the same thing, like I said, when you're raising kids, you know, if they're feeling resistant or angry or something. I mean, I always felt, I mean, you could talk about this because you're the expert, that a lot of times you can really talk to your children like they're human beings, you know? I mean, sometimes you have to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
but as seriously, have an adult conversation with your expectations, their behavior, and then yep. hear what they have to say.
Right. No, it's true. I mean, I do a lot of sort of like team, you know, family meetings. You know, even with the even in the younger years, mm-hmm. and just kind of like meeting together as a team to figure out like what those rules are, what those expectations are, and kind mm-hmm. of, you know, and as you get a little bit older, you know, them being able to voice their concerns, you know, like you said, and it's, you know, you're meeting each other, you know, it's a dual relationship. It's not just like the parent parenting the child, like we have to take into consideration the child's feelings. You know, if we want our children to respect us and be able to come to us when they're older, when they are having difficulty, which is mm-hmm. inevitable, you know, especially as they get older and they go into junior high and high school and they're navigating, you know, friendships and boyfriend and girlfriends and, you know, you want your children to be able to come to you. You want them to be able to trust you and feel safe.
Yeah.
And a lot of that starts with mm-hmm. having those open conversations.
Having that. And, you know, you're not always going to agree. Move over.
Right.
I can't see you. You're in the dark. Here we go. yeah. I mean, you know, you as a parent, I mean, you can't be like buddy. There's no friends.
Right.
That's what their contemporaries. And sometimes your choices, you know, as a parent are not going to be exactly what they hope that you will say.
Right.
But your role as a parent is to say, this is what I think. But also, too, my take is that kids will show you if you're watching
mm-hmm.
what they're good at, what they really don't like, or they feel like they're not that good at. And I always felt like, let me support your path. You know,
right.
both my kids have gone in their own directions. And I didn't say you got to be this,
right.
this. I want you to be, but because what I want and what they want, I'm talking about career choices and so forth. As you know, they get older, you want to play soccer, you want to play the violin. What do you want to do? I feel like giving them that responsibility, trusting that
mm-hmm.
they know that,
right.
like I said, oh my gosh, like my son wanted to play the drums. Okay.
right.
He did. And he's a professional musician. But he knew my daughter doing what she does. And so, you know, there's a lot of parenting that you do that guides them and so forth, but
right.
also have to be taking into consideration their needs, their choices, their skills.
Right. Yeah, I mean, what do you think was, or like part of your process and just being able to like recognize that as a parent, you know, was it just through your own experience or kind of just, was it that come natural to you? Cause I know for me, it's, you know, I think it comes natural. Like it's just, I automatically just know that that's like what kids need, but it's interesting when I hear from, you know, those families that, that are automatically sort of like have that mindset. Which, you know, how they mm-hmm. got there.
Well, it is, I just think it's, I don't think it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so skilled. This is like amazing. I got to teach everybody. Right. I think it's watching, observing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Listening to them just naturally, you know, that when it's time to get ready for the game or the whatever,
right.
They're ready, they like it, they're going rather than, and so it just becomes apparent. I mean, it was a summer program, a theater program where we lived. And my daughter just took to that, like loved it from the beginning, loved it. My son loved it later on, but you know, it was natural, but you know, right. She did a little, like I'm saying, you really just watch and listen and try to support them. Like I said, unless they're going to be jumping off the bridge, then you might have to be. Yeah. But really, they do, they show you. And it's, you know, like I said, yeah, you hope that you can round them out.
Right.
So that not only playing this or doing that, but also still supporting. This is my favorite thing. This right. is what I want to do. And what I've found with both my kids is if you allow that, support it, and it's, you know, something reasonable, like I said, they're not doing something super nutty, crazy.
Right.
Then it has exactly worked out just that way. Whatever they liked when they were little, they still like today.
Right. Yeah. So what would you say, like, what advice would you give for parents or even new parents that are kind of navigating, you know, the world from like early childhood?
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, do a lot of observing.
Yep.
Watch them, love mm-hmm. them, support them, but also, in addition, give them responsibilities.
Yeah.
At home. Mm-hmm. I was big on that. I mean, my kids were not like on the hands and knees scrubbing the floor.
All night.
they did their own laundry as soon as they were able to. You know, the dishes, the dog, all that. Because
right.
I feel that we're all part of the group. That
right.
we all work together to yep. make the family work. I mean, mm-hmm. it's, you know, it's not complicated.
Right.
You know, so just like I said, allow choices mm-hmm. and then expect them to be responsible for those choices, like, you know, and like whatever, homework and getting, you know, home from school and like when they sign up for whatever it is they want to do, they are committed to that. That's their responsibility. They don't have to do it ever again,
right.
but that time is really because other people are depending on them. So, and I think relax. Don't be yeah. every minute. Trust sure. yourself.
Yes.
Trust yourself. Trust yep. if you hear it in here, it's right. Even if everybody else in the neighborhood is not doing that, if you think that it's works for your kid, your family,
mm-hmm.
I think you really got to trust your kid.
And you just said you were spot on. I mean, who cares about what the other kids in the neighborhood are doing? And I think today, and I don't know if it's just because of, you know, social media, or there's just so much access or like overload that, yeah, I think we get so hung up on what other families are doing. And we forget yeah. that, like, worry about what's going on in your own home and what yeah. works for you. And,
right.
and if you need that support, hire a professional. Don't, you know, don't try and figure out what other families are doing, because your family is unique.
That's true. And it's good to talk to a professional, parenting coach or
yeah, right.
I'm not sure what titles are.
Yeah.
But yeah, because sometimes you have to check in.
Yeah.
Because everybody else is doing like XYZ and you're over at the ABC phase.
Right.
And if you talk to somebody who's a professional, they might give you the heads up. You're doing the right thing, or maybe you want to modify it a little bit.
Right.
So they're really, and another thing too, people sometimes are very reluctant to
yeah.
seek professional help, whether it's personal, emotional support, whether it's support with their kids, whatever. I think I really encourage that because that person is objective
yeah.
and not in the family or, you know, whatever. And they see it from a totally different vantage point.
That's true.
That is very favorable. So Yeah. I think what you do is very worthwhile. And I hope that people seek your help. You know, like I said, if they're a little bit on the fence.
Yes.
Right. Right. But that being said, everybody makes mistakes as a parent.
Of course.
And you do your best.
Right.
You do your best. And like I always say, I gave you my best. After that, who knows?
Oh, yeah.
Well, really, after that, yeah. I mean, you know, what can you do? So I'm hoping that, you know, that parents out there, like I said, trust themselves to a level that they're comfortable with. And if they're not,
right,
to talk to somebody like you, Amanda.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So, where can we find your book? The one that you just, that is
the one that I just wrote.
Yeah.
As amazing as it is, it's on Amazon. How do you like
it?
Yeah. Yay. It's on Amazon. You can put in my name, Rena S. Weiner. You can just put Trust Your Doctor. That it'll come up. And my previous book also comes.
Absolutely.
But like I said, I hope to get the message across that you need to be involved. You need to participate because that way you get the best care that's out there.
Yeah. I was just going to ask you, so would that be your word of advice for anyone that's sort of, you know, struggling with something health wise?
Yeah. If you're not getting better, you know, with a problem, doesn't have to be serious. Like the big,
right, of course. Yeah.
Be like, I don't know, I got this allergy, I can't, you know, my nose, whatever. Yeah, my takeaway from the book is one word, three-letter word, ask. Ask to learn, ask to educate yourself, ask for second opinion, ask, you know, all the questions that you need. And really, the bottom line is ask for what you need. That's my thought.
Ask for what you need.
Ask for what you need.
And that, I think, is crucial, being able to communicate that.
To everybody.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Ask your kids. Ask your kids for what you need from them, too.
Right.
So,
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure having you on the show today. I think we talked about some great things, and I really hope that our viewers can really take away and being able to, you know, trust themselves and for both their health and just in general as humans.
And tell me, where can they find your recordings?
Yeah, so you can find me on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, YouTube, and then it's also on the website, parentingwiththepunch.com.
Okay, good.
And I don't think I'm working on possibly being on Google Play, I think, is also a new one that will probably be coming out. But yeah,
good.
We're on all the platforms, social media, Instagram, Facebook. So we'll be everywhere and getting seen, especially with this episode. So
good. I wish you the best. Good advice.
Thank you. All right. Well, have a great day, and we'll talk soon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yo, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Oh, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Class is in session. Please be seated. Behaviors that get attention get repeated. Avoid the power struggle because it will get you heated. Listen to Amanda because she knows how to teach it. Yo, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Oh, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.